The calling card of the Minnesota Vikings throughout their history has been their strong defense. Nothing could hold more true after the Purple were victorious last week against the Tennessee Titans.
Eric Kendricks, touchdown!
A team victory that had contributions all across the board on the defensive side of the ball. A group where each player knows the importance of playing together as 11 players and one unit.
You know, I feel like D-line is not just about what you can do for yourself. It's about what you can do for the guy next to you. And we do such a great job of playing off each other and playing for each other that everything kind of starts to take care of itself after a while. You know, we don't notice it in the heat of the moment, but we actually take pressure off of each other as we play.
We understand we practice every day together. We talk every day. We go to meetings every day. And we know what we have to do. I think for the young guys, I play this game to this day for my teammates. You know what I mean? And knowing that somebody needs you or wants you and, like, look up to you, it just gives me more energy to play this game. So I love what I do.
Sharing a team bond and operating on the same page is what the veterans think has contributed to the early success on defense.
I think kind of knowing each other. I think, you know, us building that camaraderie through camp and over the last couple seasons here. And last year, you know, D kind of getting in there at rotation. And us just knowing how each other plays, and we play off of each other very well, and we communicate very well. And so that's the thing. When you add all those things together, you have no choice but to be successful. And you know, we go out there, and a lot of times we just kind of wing it, but it's really not winging it, because you know what the guy on the outside of you is going to do. They know what I'm going to do. And once you get that relationship established like that, it makes it easier for every single guy.
Coming off a season in which the Vikings defense ranked in the top five of the NFL, high expectations are there for another big season on that side of the ball. It's the right mix of vets and young talent to make this defense gel.
To be back with that core group of guys that I've played with for so long is nice. But it's also great to play with young guys, you know, Sharif Floyd, you know, Harrison Smith. Guys are coming into their own and really becoming leaders. You know, I was in that position a few years ago to understand that my role is evolving. You know, I went from a young guy into a leader.
Man, you know, I feel like it's a blessing to just have veterans that played in the league for so many years, you know. I can just sit down and just watch them and just try and see what they've done to make it that far so that maybe someday that I could be able to last that long.
The leadership offered by veterans to younger guys is invaluable. Just ask a current leader who spent years soaking up knowledge from one of the greatest defensive players to put on the purple.
You know, it took me 4 years to start here. You know, I was behind Jared Allen, one of the great Hall of Famers. You know, he taught me a lot. But now it's my turn to go take over them ropes and, you know, pop out double-digit sacks each and every year. It's up to me to help this team win. It's up to B-Rob to help this team win. If each guy win the individual battles, you know, we can have a good team and everybody become a leader. But for me, my journey has been rough. But now I'm here, man. I'm here to stay, and I'm happy where I am. And, you know, my whole goal is to help the next guy, you know, like Jared helped me.
Leadership from veterans is important, but the Vikings coaching staff also puts in their time to get their players ready each and every Sunday. One of the key philosophies the defense has is that each player needs to do their job and not worry about doing the job of the guy next to you.
It's, you know, 10 guys doing their jobs right so one guy can make a play. And you know, you just got to go out there every single down and do your technique and do what you're supposed to do within the scheme of the defense and just hope that the play comes to you.
It's very simple. If everybody does their job, if everybody gives 100%, this team will go far as it wants to go.
You know, do your job so I don't have to think about you not doing your job, so I don't have to do your job and my job. You know, it just leaves one less thing to think about, and you can play that much faster knowing and trusting that the guy next to you is going to do what he has to do.
The season is just beginning, but the Vikings defense has been steadily taking shape and improving each and every year under head coach Mike Zimmer. A group that blends veteran talent with young, rising stars. A unit key to bringing wins to the Vikings and helping the team get to the next level. Everyone, from the rookies to the vets, is ready to do their part to bring postseason success to Minnesota.
And Eric Kendricks out!